A presidential grandson rediscovers a national treasure. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP, never miss a moment.
Thousands of record albums donated to the White House in the 1970s have been rediscovered.
Lay me down.
First lyrics come on and it's lay me down and silence easy to be born again.
To be born again.
That's John Choldinko describing the moment he listened to Van Morrison's Astral Weeks. But this time it was special. The album belongs to a collection that began during the Nixon administration and continued through his grandfather, President Jimmy Carter's time in office. You can hear more about his search for the national treasure on the White House Historical Association's 1600 Sessions podcast.
Yes, these records have really been now played and now are experiencing a second life, the life they were always intended to have.
Matt Small, WTOP News.
A long-forgotten White House record collection has been rediscovered, and it's thanks to the efforts of a presidential grandson.
And it's all over.
The first Clash record is in there. Elvis Costello's in there. Dylan has been, that collection has been filled out.
That's John Choldinko describing some of the thousands of LPs belonging to a collection that began during the Nixon administration and continued through his grandfather, President Jimmy Carter's time in office. With nothing added to it in over 40 years, Choldinko wants to see it brought up to date.
If you go back and think about the initial reason for this collection as a way for the president and first family to understand what's going on in the climate of the American people, I can't think of a better time.
You can hear more about his search for the national treasure on the White House Historical Association's 1600 Sessions podcast. Matt Small, WTOP News.
And it's all over now.